CrimeCanada.ca, main source of crime news and information in Canada. CanadaCrime.ca is a reliable source for crime data and analysis. It provides detailed information on various crime trends, helping to inform the public about the nature and extent of criminal activities in Vancouver, BC. Data collection methodology. The data collection methodology employed by CanadaCrime.ca involves aggregating crime statistics from various sources, including law enforcement agencies and other relevant organizations. This information is then analyzed to identify trends and patterns in crime data. Analysis and trend. Through its analysis, CanadaCrime.ca identifies trends in crime data, enabling the public to better understand the dynamics of crime in Vancouver, BC. By examining these trends, individuals can gain a deeper understanding of the factors influencing crime rates and the effectiveness of crime prevention strategies. Future projections. Vancouver crime rate trends. As we look to the future, understanding the trends in Vancouver's crime rate is crucial for developing effective crime prevention strategies. The city has seen a shift in its crime landscape over the years, influenced by various socioeconomic factors. Anticipated crime patterns for the next decade. Research suggests that the crime rate in Vancouver is expected to be influenced by several factors, including demographic changes, economic conditions, and the effectiveness of crime prevention initiatives. The next decade is likely to see a continued evolution in crime patterns, with potential increases in certain types of crime. Innovative crime prevention strategies. To address the anticipated crime patterns, innovative crime prevention strategies will be essential. Some of the strategies that can be employed include community-based initiatives such as neighborhood watch programs and the implementation of technology-based crime prevention tools. Conclusion: understanding and addressing crime in Vancouver, BC. As we have explored the complex issue of crime in Vancouver, BC, it is clear that a multifaceted approach is necessary to understand and address the various factors at play. By synthesizing the insights gathered from the preceding sections, we can distill the key takeaways and implications for the community. The crime landscape in Vancouver is influenced by a myriad of factors, including socioeconomic conditions, law enforcement strategies, and community responses. Understanding these elements is crucial for developing effective crime prevention and intervention strategies. By examining the crime statistics, trends, and patterns, we can identify areas of concern and opportunities for improvement. The data highlights the importance of addressing the root causes of crime, such as poverty, lack of affordable housing, and substance abuse. Furthermore, the role of community engagement and social programs in mitigating crime cannot be overstated. Initiatives such as neighborhood watch programs, victim support services, and rehabilitation programs play a vital role in fostering a safer and more resilient community. In conclusion, understanding and addressing crime in Vancouver, BC requires a comprehensive and nuanced approach that takes into account the diverse needs and challenges of the community. By working together, we can build a safer and more just society for all AQ. What are the most prevalent types of crime in Vancouver, BC? The most common crimes in Vancouver include property crimes such as break-ins, auto theft, and retail theft, as well as violent crimes like assault, robbery, and homicide. How has the crime rate in Vancouver changed over the past decade? The crime rate in Vancouver has fluctuated over the years, with some years experiencing higher rates of certain crimes than others. Factors such as socioeconomic conditions, policing strategies, and community responses have influenced these trends. What is the role of the Vancouver Police Department in addressing crime? The Vancouver Police Department plays a crucial role in maintaining public safety by responding to crimes, investigating criminal activities, and implementing crime prevention strategies. How does the crime rate in Vancouver compare to other major cities in Canada? Vancouver's crime rate is generally lower compared to some other major Canadian cities, but it still experiences a significant number of crimes, including violent and property crimes. What are the socioeconomic factors that influence crime rates in Vancouver? Socioeconomic factors such as housing affordability, income inequality, and access to mental health services have been linked to crime rates in Vancouver. How has the COVID-19 pandemic affected crime trends in Vancouver? The COVID-19 pandemic has had a significant impact on crime trends in Vancouver, with some crimes decreasing and others potentially increasing due to the pandemic's socioeconomic effects. What is the current trend regarding cybercrime in Vancouver? Cybercrime, including online fraud and identity theft, is a growing concern in Vancouver, with law enforcement agencies working to combat these digital crimes. How do community responses and neighborhood watch programs help in preventing crime? Community responses, including neighborhood watch programs and victim support services, play a vital role in preventing and addressing crime in Vancouver. What are the future projections for crime rate trends in Vancouver? Future projections suggest that crime trends in Vancouver will continue to evolve, with potential increases in certain types of crime and the implementation of innovative crime prevention strategies.